Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there! Get a hold of everybody out there!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM on KMBZ, or if you're joining me today on podcast, on Apple Podcasts, or on Spotify or Google Podcasts, we greatly appreciate it. Also, if you're joining us live on social media right now, today's show is going to be great. I'm joined in our first segment today by Alan Ferris, who is a senior vice president at Landmark National Bank. We're also going to be joined after the break today. Anayat's going to be joining us, Alan. We're going to get to him in a second. I'm going to have him introduce himself. Anayat is the president and founder of Saren Energy Solutions, sarenenergy.com. Alan, welcome to the show. Banklandmark.com is your website. It's been a few months, Alan, since I've seen you. How are you?
I'm great, Jason. It's good to be with you again.
It's good to be with you, too. I'm going to throw your website up there for our watchers. Again, banklandmark.com. And in our first segment, I always like to talk to you about getting some updates on what is going on at Landmark Bank. There's so many things happening right now with small businesses, young companies, new businesses, growing companies. What is kind of going on? What have you been working on? And what are some of the initiatives right now?
Jason, I'm going to tell you, 2020 was a challenging year, but it was a record year for the bank from almost every aspect. Whether it's the commercial banking team, consumer banking, home mortgage lending, it was a total team effort. But I'll tell you, as we go into 2021, it seems like the theme that we're hearing, at least for the first few months of the year, is businesses see things improving. They're returning back to normal. You know, last year was crisis mode. This year is, okay, what did we learn? How can we profit from that? Where are we going to go? And what opportunities are out there. So we're seeing more acquisitions. We're seeing more people invest in new equipment and real estate. So we're getting back into more of a traditional mode is what I would call it.
You said, what's going on with PPP loans right now? I know a lot of businesses maybe are doing their taxes and their accountants or CPAs have said, hey, you didn't take advantage of this. This is something you might need moving forward in 2021. Is that all happening still? What's going on with where we are at with the rounds of PPP or SBA?
Yes, second round PPP is actively in process, and we're working those. There was some changes also for people who did not qualify for the first round of PPP, which makes it easier for them to do it now. But I'll tell you, the other thing that we're seeing that we were kind of excited about was the SBA made a number of changes that allow existing business owners who are in growth mode or acquisition mode to take advantage of some significantly lower fees, some payment forgiveness programs on both the 7A and the 504 loan, 504 primarily being a real estate lending option. And we see a lot of people saying, okay, this now makes perfect sense to us where it may not have made sense without these changes.
That's very good information. Alan Ferris is with us, Senior VP at Landmark National Bank, with our first segment of the show today. We're going to bring in our guests here after the break. Again, you can connect with me on social media at Jason Grill is my Twitter handle. I'm also on all the other forms of social media. Just search for my name, Jason Grill. Alan, client needs and topics. Okay, so we've kind of gotten through 2020. We've rebounded. People are going back to the office, or they've been in the office for a while. What are you seeing as far as kind of growth in 2021 and beyond? I mean, is it really starting to take hold? Are we seeing more acquisitions of companies? How are companies growing so far?
I think that's very true. I think we've seen a number of acquisition opportunities in the first few months of the year. We're hearing about more. You know, the biggest question is, you know, how do businesses deal with some of the challenges they've got? And one recurring theme that I've heard over the last, oh gosh, several months, which is a positive trend, is how do we find and retain good people? People are hiring again. And, you know, in an upward economy, finding really good people is a common theme that you hear with all strong businesses.
Mm-hmm. One of those businesses we're going to talk about on today's show. Why don't you preview our guest that we're having on here on the show after the break? He is the founder and president of Saren Energy Solutions. Their website is sarenenergy.com. How do you know him, and what are we going to hear about today?
Saren is a classic story of the last few years. Really aggressive growth, doing incredibly well. Then the pandemic hits. And how did they pivot? What lessons did they learn? And how strong are they coming out of it with new product lines and new opportunities? And it really is the classic American success story about how do we do business in this country and what makes us so great.
Yeah, I'm very interested to talk to their founder because he comes out of not only the entrepreneurial space, and I really want to talk to him about kind of his journey as an entrepreneur and growing this company. You know, what he did in 2020 during the pandemic and during COVID was innovative and found all kinds of solutions. But I really kind of want to hear, too, about his time with the Department of Commerce in Kansas, right? He was there and kind of figure out kind of he was there for a long time, over 15 years, I believe, figure out kind of how that really influenced him in the private sector. And maybe kind of learn about some lessons and what he was able to take from that world and apply as an entrepreneur. Because we don't really, you know, I was in government, of course, but there's a lot of people that entrepreneurs who really kind of maybe start a business first and then they make a lot of money and then they think, I want to be in politics or I want to run for office or I want to be in the economic development corporation or whatnot. But he kind of did it the opposite direction from what I've read. So I'm interested to talk to him about that. I think that'll be fascinating.
Sounds good.
Anything else you want to discuss, Alan? We have about a minute left in our first segment. What are you looking forward to lately? I mean, are you excited for springtime, man? Are you a Royals fan? Are you a guy who likes to get out there and do things? What's going on for you? What's on your agenda?
I'm like everybody. You know, I'm very lucky, Jason. I've got my second shot, and it is nice to go out to dinner. It is nice to go out in public. You got to be sensible and sane about it. But boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be a nice spring and summer and fall in Kansas City this year.
Can't wait. I can't wait. You know, it's been raining a lot this week, but we'll be getting some sun again soon. I'm very excited to go to a baseball game at some point again. And just like you, I got to get on the vaccine list. I'm still a little bit, I think, behind on the availability to get in yet. But as soon as I can, I will. Alan Ferris is our guest at Landmark National Bank, a great contributor to the Grill Nation show. Their website, again, is banklandmark.com. We're going to have more with Alan and our guest from Saren Energy Solutions. Their website is sarenenergy.com after the break. Thanks for joining us today on the Grill Nation Show, online at grillnationshow.com.
Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM on KNBZ. If you're joining me on podcast at grillnationshow.com. Also, if you're listening to us on social media right now, we greatly appreciate it. Very excited to have on a contributor to the show. As always, they join me once a month and bring on an exceptional guest. Today I'm joined by Alan Ferris, Senior Vice President at Landmark National Bank. Their website is banklandmark.com. Also joined today by the president and founder of Saren Energy Solutions. SarenEnergy.com is the website. Inayat, I know that I did not pronounce your last name correct on the first segment, so I want to have you do that on this segment. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Jason. So let's try it again. Inayat Nur Mohammed. It's not one of those usual names, so I completely understand.
Yes. I hope you'll excuse me. I apologize. Alan, I want you to, again, introduce our guest. Talk to us a little bit about your relationship and kind of how you got connected to Inayat.
Inayat and I were first introduced, 6 years ago, by a mutual customer and friend. His business had grown, but he had some significant opportunities. He didn't feel like he was getting served well by the bank he was with. We sat down and we started talking about, you know, what does the business really need and where does the business want to go, and mapped a strategy to help him with that. And it's just been amazing the success the business has had. 2020 was a challenging year for all small businesses, but Saren and I were able to pivot and say, okay, what opportunities are we going to see coming out of this? And I'll let him explain where they're going to go with this. But, you know, new products, new processes. It really is the classic quintessential American success story. You know, how do we learn and how do we grow and succeed?
And let's start there. I actually probably should have read to our listeners your the company. I want to real quickly do that. Saren Energy Solutions is one of the Midwest's most trusted lighting manufacturers. Your mission is to provide premium quality, reliable, and innovative LED products. Saren's wide variety of design service include you work in the hospitality, office, education, healthcare, and retail space. You have an office here in our region in Overland Park, Kansas, also in Houston and in Texas and in China. Let's learn a little bit about you. Where are you from? I know you worked for the Department of Commerce in Kansas. How'd you get there? And kind of tell us about your background and we'll get into your company.
Sure. Happy to. So I have a rather unusual background in terms of my academics. I started my degrees in aerospace engineering at Georgia Tech, and then I decided to continue my education in history and philosophy, and then into economics and public policy. When I came back, that was the opportunity that was open in terms of my background in economics and public policy with the Department of Labor, Kansas Department of Labor, and I was quite fortunate enough to get that position as an economist, and slowly got promoted in various positions and of responsibility, and was really, really fortunate. It's one of those jobs that you it's a dream job where you never felt like you were working. You were just enjoying every single day and applying your knowledge and working in the public sector. So learned a great deal from that job. I studied trends and economic trends, understanding industry trends, labor trends, and that kind of shaped the way I look at information. I look at data. Hopefully that helps me sort of prepare for the future in terms of how to understand what is going on around you and how do you make that work for you and the folks that are in your team?
Yeah, you led a team of 26 economists at the Department of Labor. Excuse me, I keep saying commerce. I don't know why I did that. I think I have economic entrepreneurship on my mind. I have growth. I have all these great things you're going to do in 2021. You were at the Department of Labor as the director and chief economist. I also am an economics major, but I never quite utilized it like you did, my friend.
Well, I was fortunate. I was very, very fortunate to have those really amazing folks working with me and teaching me, and I learned a lot. It was absolutely one of those rewarding jobs, like as I said, and it kind of had a great segue into what I'm doing right now.
Let's talk about that, and Alan, chime in whenever you like. You started your own company, huh? You started your own business. You became an owner of a great company. You're a business owner. Why did you decide to do that? Why did you decide to do that? And then we'll get into why energy.
So I was at a position which was at the top without being politically appointed. So it was a civil service position, and we were starting a family, and I thought maybe I should perhaps think about the financial future of my family, and perhaps see if there were any opportunities for us to sort of start there. I had sort of dabbled my feet into entrepreneurship before as well, and my family comes from that background as well. So, you know, my dad and I, we were talking, and he was one of the ones who suggested, why don't you look into this emerging field of light emitting diodes, which is the LED lights, which are, the future in terms of energy savings, energy consumption, and also in terms of adaptability and usability. So, we literally started off, Jason, in my garage. So we took one of our cars out and we stored some of the products there for our first project. It took me about 8 months to research my first project. And when we did that, it was quite rewarding. And then the rest is history, so to speak. We continued to grow, and it was absolutely amazing. And then Alan had pointed out something about finding the right bank. And when I started this business, the head of the Department of Workers' Comp in the Department of Labor, he goes, "Inayat, you need a three-legged stool to stand on. Need a good lawyer, a good accountant, and a good banker." Well, it took me six banks to find Alan. It was a journey, but to this day I tell folks that he was godsend, because it's important that as a small business owner, you are able to explain your sort of business model, and for the banker to be able to understand your business model, and it is very sort of unique in the sense that you have someone like Alan who completely understood me from the first few meetings. After he just had my model down, and from then on we've been sort of steadily growing and working together. So that was one of my strongest leg of the stool so far. So we were very fortunate to be again meeting Alan and having those right sort of foundations for our businesses.
Wow, Alan, that's a great compliment, huh?
Yeah, the check's in the mail, and I.
You guys have grown. Let's talk about that. I mean, first of all, you're creating some really cool innovations too with LED and energy. And what does the company look like, and what kind of clients or partners do you work with?
Right. So one of the things that we pride in is our ability and agility to bring in new innovative products. The things that we have done most with are office buildings and hospitality industry and retail industry. We are sort of making inroads into healthcare sector using some of the other innovations that we have. For example, UVC light that we've innovated during COVID. If you were to look at our bread and butter, we have the lights that you see everywhere in any retail and commercial environment, whether it's in the ceilings or whether it's outside in the parking lots or whether they're decorative and innovative. We are bringing in new forms of light which allows the user to experience the surroundings without without being sort of blinded by the light, or without having to see the light. And then also on the decorative side, it's not lighting, you know, it has two purposes. One is illumination and the other one is decorative. So we have both kinds of lighting that helps create an environment, a feeling within different sort of spaces that brings out the best in terms of the decor, the ambiance that you want to create. You know, we have the traditional and the decorative. And then I think in both cases, we've been able to convince our customers and create value added to for our customers, saying perhaps this is how we want to do. So we do a lot of design elements of lighting as well, where we sort of create different scenes and scenarios where they're able to sort of bring a little bit more than a simple lighting to the table, especially those high-end hotels.
That's very interesting. Is there any one project that you can point to that maybe I've seen in, or we've seen in this area before we go to break here?
Oh, there are many.
we'll pick one out quickly, and we'll get to them after the break.
If you were to go to, for example, let's say a simple solution, Sutherland's. It's a major sort of a store similar to Home Depot and Lowe's. They have the entire lighting, including the lighting of the products, which is, again, the aspect which allows them to sell more products. And also the overhead lighting, which is provided by us. When you look at some of the hotels, whether they're Holiday Inn Expresses, they're Hiltons, Marriott's around Kansas City area, and even in Western Kansas, we have the full package that we provide, the home two suites of the Hiltons and so on and so forth. And you can basically pick a hotel. Most likely we've provided some lighting to that hotel in
Can't
the
wait.
Area.
We're going to get more into that after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM KMBZ. We're on podcasts via podcast networks or on grillnationshow.com. We'll be right back. I'm going to fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off. Taking their time right.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, or on our website, grillnationshow.com. Very thankful to have the great company of Landmark National Bank, banklandmark.com. As Anaya said in our last segment, the best bank that he could find for his business and the best person he could find was Alan Ferris, who's the senior vice president. Anaya Noor Mohammed, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's the president and founder of an awesome company here, Sarin Energy. Their website is sarinenergy.com. You guys took a lot of things on over the last year in 2020 and really kind of grew with a lot of innovations. And a lot of that was obviously because of COVID. Let's talk about that, because that really grew your business immensely. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, but fortunately, because you guys were able to help a lot of businesses and people around our community and around the world.
Yeah. First of all, a shout out to PPP and Alan, because that was a critical point when we first started shutting down. If you remember, around mid-March is when that happened. And we were seriously sort of considering what kind of a layoff structure we will have for our staff. And then the PPP got announced. And then that gave us a little bit of a breathing room to sort of think about how we were going to sort of go forward in 2020, given that we were anticipating the whole year to be in a similar environment. So we looked into some of our existing lines and some of our supply chain that we had, and we looked at a technology which is the UVC light technology, which actually helps kills bacteria and viruses, including some forms of coronavirus. So we had that in our back pocket, and we sort of said, okay, now let's then focus on bringing that about, because we know that our normal lighting business would have been slowed down because of slowing in construction, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we immediately partnered with third-party sort of testing in Austin, and then we partnered with the Kansas State University and the Tennessee State University, and we started testing a lot of different products on different viruses and bacteria, and we got very confident in the way the technology was sort of working, that we decided to bring in multiple product lines using similar technology. So we had product lines that we brought in that individuals could use on their daily sort of operations, businesses, small businesses, hotels, you know, nursing homes and hospitals. So these sort of products helped us sort of get ahead of some of the perhaps the downturn that a lot of folks that were in my shoes were seeing, and actually helped us increase sales through COVID. So, you know, some community colleges have also sort of put in our products. A lot of schools have also put in our products. These are the products that, you know, UVC technology has existed for decades now. Unfortunately, the commercialization had not happened soon. So what we did was we kind of pushed that forward and because of the environment that we were in. And we were one of the first two or three companies that got a full safety certification for one of our products. So we're very proud of that. Sort of that helped us sort of market our products and the partnerships that we had to test the products on actual bacteria and viruses and prove that this technology works also helped us quite a bit. And we worked with a lot of great companies and I had an amazing staff. Alan talked about having the right people, which is what the some of the challenges that we're facing right now. But the staff that I have had, they were so quick to pivot, and they were so innovative and amazing agility and innovation that they brought to the table, whether it was marketing, whether it was sales, whether it was warehousing. We were able to just pivot so quickly in a matter of months. In 1 or 2 months, I think we were completely set to scale our production and selling of these lights. So again, as Alan said, if you are innovative and if you're agile, this is a country to be successful in. And we are very fortunate to be where we are, especially in Kansas and especially in this country.
Very well said, Alan. And how did you meet the growth? Did you meet the demand? Where are you at now with kind of, you know, people, the world has obviously changed in the last 6 months, a little bit more people are getting back to normal. Where are you now with kind of with the products and how did you meet all the demand? I mean, I know you said you weren't doing as much in your typical business, but these are new technologies and new demand was obviously high. How did you reach that and where are you today?
Right. So we are doing quite well. We've seen a pickup in demand for the normal lighting now. We have a lot of requests for quotes. You know, we get specified in a lot of new construction projects by architects and designers. So, and we are seeing a lot of sort of requests coming in for quotes and estimates and so on and so forth. That's great. In terms of the UVC specifically, I think it has opened up new doors. For example, we are looking into technology and sort of in the early stages of partnering with Kansas State University in applying UVC technology to water purification and how we can save water by purifying the water through UVC and maybe using it using it for some extra cycles so we don't have to throw away waters, for example, that is used to clean fruits and vegetables by larger companies. So those are some exciting opportunities that we have. And then also we've innovated and we are actually patenting a product which would allow us to use those UVC technologies in hospital settings and nursing home settings. So this is to reduce what they call hospital acquired infections. And we have to look beyond COVID, right? Because infections are going to be part of our daily lives, whether it's the typical flu or other kind of infections that go around us, and how to mitigate those and how to reduce those would be key. And I think UVC technology is going to play a pivotal role in sort of changing our perception of how to have a clean environment around us, whether it's in our homes, businesses, or in hospitals.
That was one of my questions for Anaya was, you know, will you have continued growth of this post-COVID-19? And he's already established that they've already looking at new technologies and innovations with research and development of how they can use these great innovations with UVC light to make our world a better place, it sounds like, huh, Alan?
Yeah, Jason, one other thing that the company has started doing, and it's interesting as part of the dynamics of growth, they're beginning to move from just an import of lighting into the assembling and, to an extent, manufacturing of lighting, which is a reflection of not just the growth, but the direction the company is going to be headed in the years to come.
It's exciting. How big is your company right now as far as employees? And I know you have offices in the United States here and obviously locally, but also in other parts of the world. How do you get all this accomplished? What's the team look like?
So, again, amazing folks that we have. Between the two offices, we have a little shy under 20 folks that are working with us. We do a lot of subcontracting as well with good partners that we have. And we have a team of marketing folks, team of designers, team of lighting design experts, a team of sales folks, and a lot of back office and warehousing that everyone has. So very, very fortunate. I'm myself very involved in the product development as well and product engineering and product design. So an amazing group of people. And for those of your listeners who are listening, we are looking for some great sales folks, great warehouse folks, and great marketing folks.
Definitely, we'll have to share that too when we promote the show this week. What did you maybe learn throughout this COVID-19 pandemic that has really helped your business or will help you grow? I know you've created these new products and utilized what you had already known, but was there something that surprised you that happened over the last year that really kind of influenced kind of where you're going to go forward with your business?
I always tell my colleagues, my staff, that the one learning that we have from Darwin, and it is not the strongest who will survive. It is the most agile who will survive. The most, and I think through this pandemic, what it taught us was, first of all, how to be agile and how to be innovative and how do you create technologies that are helpful in the environment that you're in that can help you not only survive but actually grow. And to have the right people in place that can help you do that is extremely important. I think that's one of the key foundations of any growing company is to have the right people at the table. And I think we have the right people and we're looking for more right people to have this sort of company continue to grow. So I think we've been very fortunate in that sense that we've learned our lessons of agility and innovation, which we knew we needed to be, but having that applied to a real life scenario was absolutely amazing.
And I, Noor Mohammed and Alan Ferris are my guests today on the Grill Nation Show. One segment left, and we got to thank too Landmark National Bank, banklandmark.com, for bringing Anayat on the show today. I'm really appreciative of the collaboration with Landmark. Great bank here, as Anayat said, they pretty much helped him through the PPP process and many other things. And it took six banks to find Alan, and he found Alan at Landmark. And seems to me that's been a great thing for your company and your business. So when we get back after the break here on 980 AM KMBZ or on podcast or on social, we do our best for last segment. I want to learn more about Anayat and kind of some of his key takeaways in business, what he's learned, and hopefully get some good advice from him as well of ways to grow your own business if you're listening to the show today and you're an entrepreneur. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us today.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town.
Hello, welcome back to our final segment of today's Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM KMBZ, or if you're joining us on podcast or online or on social, we greatly appreciate it. If you're watching us, we also greatly appreciate it. Great show today with the president and founder of the Sarin Energy Solutions. Their website is Sarin, S-A-R-I-N, energy.com. And, of course, Alan Ferris from Landmark National Bank, a great contributor to the show. It's always fun we get Alan to join us. Nothing against Jeff Phillips or the other people that join us, but Alan is a great guy and really brings on some really good clients and customers and guests. Again, he's with banklandmark.com, Landmark National Bank. And Ian, we have some questions I want to get to here in a second. What is your proudest moment as a business owner or leader of your company?
Okay, so this may sound a little mushy, but when we moved from our garage, which was the warehouse, into an actual office, which had a warehouse, and then when we started receiving our first containers, you know, that's a moment that you see as such a key moment that you now have a real company that has offices and furniture and conference rooms, and in the back you see a lot of product. I still remember that day so clearly, and it was one of my proudest moments, and there have been so many proud moments, but I just was sort of reflecting back on that, and I thought that was something cool in my life and our family's life.
Yeah, I forgot to talk to you about that. You did start the business in a garage. I mean, you can't think of a more entrepreneurial story than that. I mean, that's kind of the one that everyone talks about. If whether you started a company in your garage or your old main street in your old city, you know, like there is the garage entrepreneur is kind of the key. So I'm glad that you did get an office and some furniture, but congrats on starting in your garage. What's one word to describe? I want to do one word to describe your business tonight and one word to describe Landmark National Bank. We'll bring Alan in as well. So one word to describe Sarin Energy and one word to describe Landmark. We'll start with Anayat.
Innovative.
That's a good one. You got to be innovative in your world. I do have an idea for you, but we'll get to that after the show. Alan, what about you? What's one word to describe Landmark National Bank?
Friends. We've got a tagline inside the bank. You start as a customer, but you end as a friend. And you can't find people you want to be friends with that are customers, then life's too short. Mm-hmm. Got to move on.
That's a great answer. And Nyan, I would like to know, can you make me some LED lights for my huge trees in my backyard so the squirrels don't destroy them and I have to buy more every five weeks? It seems like no. Yeah. Anything you can do to combat squirrels in the Brookside Loose Park area is one of those things that if you could figure out, I would enjoy that. But seriously though, I want to know too, like, what is your best advice you've ever received in life or in business that really has propelled you? I mean, whether that was from your upbringing, from being in the private sector, or maybe from the public sector, what is some really good advice that you could share that has really helped you grow your company and that you really kind of have held on to throughout your career?
So there are a few sort of advices that work for everyone in every life. One thing is honesty in how you conduct your business, integrity in how you conduct your business. That's the culture that we have within our company. We pride of that. And the other thing that we've sort of or that I have personally learned is to make sure you have the right people at the table that will help you grow, whether it's your family that is supporting you in the background and the folks that are helping you in your different departments that are there. Those are sort of some of the key things that we've learned. And obviously, I also go back to the advice that I myself got from a colleague of mine in the Department of Labor. He says it's a three-legged stool. Make sure you have a good banker, a good lawyer, and a good accountant. And I'm very, very fortunate to have those.
Alan, I'd like to bring you in here too. Best advice maybe you've learned from a customer or client in your banking world. I mean, you've been in this industry for a while. What are some of the key business advice you've heard from some of the people you've worked with, including Anayat? You don't need a banker, so you only have one of the three-legged stool there. So what else can you add to that?
One of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on that I appreciate is the importance of connections. Hmm. And it's constantly working your network and trying to do the right thing and do it for the right reasons. So whether it's making an introduction where nothing may ever come of it or not, but getting people connected, huge. And my experience is if you do the right thing and you do it for the right reasons, the right results will always follow.
Connectivity is so important. And Nyat, what has kind of been one of your signature moments? And we talked about kind of how you got started and got the office, but as far as the actual business, what is maybe your biggest accomplishment with Saren Energy so far that you really kind of is that one thing that you look back on and you're like, holy moly, how did we do that? That's pretty cool.
I don't think we have any one single moment that kind of wows us. I mean, I was excited when we first got our first $1 million contract.
That's pretty awesome.
It is. But I think life is full of small sort of foundational accomplishments that we've had over the past year, whether you got recognized by a award, which is 25 under 25, or other awards that we've had, or whether your products get listed and highlighted in some shows. There are many things that we've done over the past several years. I think one of the moments that we will be proud of here in the near future is our 10-year anniversary coming up pretty soon. So that's another moment that we would be proud of. We've gone through the ups and the downs of owning a business.
Let's stop there real quickly. Did you have any failures along the way that you maybe learned from that taught you things?
Oh, many.
Yeah.
A few, I would say. I think that's what makes us human, and that's what makes us learn from our mistakes. We've made design errors. We've made errors in terms of our estimates. We've made errors in terms of perhaps not having the foresight on some of the things that we thought would work. I think in all of those mistakes or errors that we made, we were able to pull ourselves out stronger and perhaps more innovative in the way we approach things. And those are all learning lessons. Being an entrepreneur is a learning by the day, by the hour sometimes. And you learn and you adjust and you pivot and you make things work. That's what you do.
And we got the show's ending here in a second. I want to know kind of what you're excited about for the future of your business and how great are you looking forward to 2021? Now we're out of COVID almost. Like, what are you excited about for the future? Whether it's growth, whether it's community involvement, what is it for you?
First of all, this is the most excited I've been in my company for a long, long time, okay? In the sense that we're bringing in so many cool products this time around. So we have the UVC line, but at the same time, we are bringing in some extremely innovative products that are not there in the market and sort of combining them with lighting. For example, walls, entire walls, as tall as you can imagine, with lighting elements to it for homes, for larger restaurants and hotels, so on and so forth. So very, very innovative things that are happening in our company right now. One thing that we are also proud of is the fact that we work with a lot of sort of charities that I've been personally involved with, and then we've sort of helped donate some of our proceeds to those. And I think we need to continue to be involved. We haven't done a great job so far in terms of being involved locally, but I think hopefully we will be able to sort of get our head out of the busy lives that we have and be able to be involved in a lot of things that are happening around us.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today. And Alan and Nyat, you guys were awesome guests. And again, thank you to Landmark National Bank for helping me put the show together, banklandmark.com. And Nyat, Saren Energy Solutions. Saren Energy is a premium quality lighting manufacturer here in our region. Thank you for coming on the show today. And I appreciate all of our listeners as well for joining us. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel sad of place. And you're still proud.